Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 90, Spinning. As you can probably hear in the background, there's a lot of commotion going on. I am at the North Carolina State Fair, where I am demonstrating knitting and spinning. Now this is episode 90, which is a Mod 5 episode, so I'm supposed to be talking about a fiber. But instead of actually talking about a fiber, I'm going to take a step back and talk about spinning. I got an email from someone who said, you know, I really like all the information you're giving me about all these different fibers, but I don't know how to spin. Are you ever going to talk about the process of spinning? And I thought about it and I said, I haven't talked about spinning? What's wrong with me? Since that's mostly what I'm doing all this week, I thought, well, hell, I'll share the information with you too. Now, spinning has been around for tens of thousands of years. Even before people started weaving and making cloth, they needed string. And string is, as you probably know, a very handy thing to have around, especially if you want to catch fish in, say, a net, or use a fishing line, or maybe even tie back your hair. People had been spinning for a long time. At first, what they would do was rub the fibers between their hand and their thigh, twisting them together, and then winding it onto something. Usually that something they were winding it onto was a stick. And they said, wouldn't it be nice if the stick did the spinning? And that's where drop spindles and supported spindles came from. Spindles were used for a very long time. The spinning wheel was invented between 600 and 800 years ago. They don't have an exact date. It was invented in India. From India, it made its way into China, and from China, the rest of the world. These spinning wheels were rimless wheels. They were wood and bamboo shafts that were attached together at the center, and then a string was zigzagged between the tops. And that created the support for the drive band. These spinning wheels were spindle spinning wheels, and they were hand cranked. This type of spinning wheel continued for a long time. They eventually put a rim around the wheel and made it more of a wagon wheel, but still the concept was pretty much the same. Like I said, we don't know exactly when the spinning wheel was invented. The first depiction of it was in the 13th century. The fly and bobbin attachment did not occur until the 15th to 16th century. And the last thing that was added to the spinning wheel was the treadle. Before that, all the wheels were hand cranked. And if you think about it, that means that you need a third hand. And the third hand is what is called a distaff. It is something that holds the wool and lets you spin off of it. Also, a lot of the draws were more of a long draw than the short draw that people use today. Now, I know I've gotten ahead of myself. I said I was going to talk about spinning, and all I've really talked about is the equipment. Spinning is very simply just twisting small fibers together, making a longer thread or yarn. The twisting of the fibers together locks them together and makes it stronger than the individual fibers. Spinning is basically three different moves. You have your drawing or drafting of the fibers, the spinning or twisting the fibers, and finally the winding or wrapping the fibers onto a bobbin or a spindle. These movements can be done all separately or they can be combined together. With a drop spindle, usually what you're doing is drawing out as the spindle is applying the twist to the fibers. Once you have reached the point in which the spindle has nowhere to go, i.e. you've hit the ground, then you take it and you wind your yarn onto the spindle. The spinning wheel does both the twisting of the fibers and the winding onto the spinning wheel if it is a flyer bobbin wheel. If it's a spindle wheel, then you spin, and once you've reached the limit as far as your arm length, then you reverse the direction that you are spinning the fibers and wind it onto the spindle. Spinning is one of those things that takes only a few hours to really learn the basics of, but it takes a long time to actually master it. The difficult part is in the drafting. If you want a smooth, consistent yarn, then you have to draft it in a smooth and consistent manner. If you want a lumpy, bumpy yarn, then you don't draft it in a consistent manner. Instead, you draft off big chunks and little chunks. As you can imagine, spinning takes a lot of time. The spinning wheel is a lot faster, a lot more convenient, but still, it takes a lot of time. In the household, if you were lucky, there was a woman who was not married and had no kids. She was known as the spinster because what she would do is devote her time and energy to spinning. She didn't have any husband or children to bother her, and she could concentrate on the spinning. Her brothers and sisters tended to fight over her, because everyone needed yarn spun. We're not only talking about the shirt on your back, the socks on your feet, the hat on your head, but also the sheets on your bed, the drapes in your living room, and the sails on the ships. You needed a lot of cloth. And to make a lot of cloth, you need a lot of yarn. And to make a lot of yarn, you need a spinster. She would be courted and bribed by the various family members to get her to come and live with them and be their primary spinner. So I'm very happy to tell you all, I am indeed a spinster and proud of it. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. And I want to thank that special listener who very nicely asked me to talk about spinning. If you have any comments about this story, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. Or if you would rather, send me an email at Carrie, which is carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. If you are in North Carolina and in the Raleigh area and are going to come to the fair, please come by the Village of Yesteryear and say, hey, I would really like to talk with you. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.